I'm Mark Goldring, Chief Executive of Oxfam, and I'm visiting South Sudan, a country hit by war and increasingly massive hunger, even at risk of famine. We're just coming into a UN-supported camp for displaced people on the edges of Juba. There's about 20,000 people living here. We've just passed a Japanese-manned armoured personnel carrier patrolling the boundaries, come through high barbed wire gates, and we're into the camp. And as we come into the camp, we see what's really a small town where people have been living for the last 9 months since they first fled the violence. In front of us, we've got large numbers of tents, quite well ordered, quite well spread out, people living on the streets in front of them. We can hear the sound here of the water tank, which is refilling the main containers so that people can have at least a minimal supply of water. There's no water available locally, so it's all having been tankered in, pumped into the tanks and distributed to people in rationed ways. They're lining up with their water buckets to collect it. Oxfam installed a water supply here right in the early days, and it's now being maintained and run by local organisations.